Petersburg paid a consulting firm to write the community's latest comprehensive plan and a waterfront master plan, taking about a year and resulting in two draft documents released in December. Since then, the Harbor Board, Planning and Zoning Commission, and Land Selection Committee have been reviewing the drafts and recommending some small changes. Planning and Zoning Commissioner Dave Kensinger told the Assembly that the comprehensive plan is not set in stone.
It's basically just an outline. Give us some direction of where we want to go. So if there's something in here that somebody has a real particular heartburn over, and I'm sure there's something in here that everybody could pick out that they have heartburn over, and that I just want to remind the community at large that everything in here is subject to change and revision by this body and by the voters if they so choose.
The plan makes recommendations that would have to be implemented by the Assembly or voters at a later date. That includes a general land use map for the entire borough and recommendation to extend subdivision authority outside of the old city limits of Petersburg. Kensinger thought the drafting of the plan involved a lot of public input, and the Assembly voted 6-0 in favor of an ordinance adopting those documents in first reading. The ordinance has two more votes, including a public hearing on March 7th. The Assembly also approved comments from the Planning Commission on the latest Tongass Land Management Plan amendment. February 22nd was the deadline to get comments in on that plan. In other business, Assembly members Cindy Lagadakis and Bob Lynn, along with Mayor Mark Jensen, reported on this month's conference of the Alaska Municipal League in Juneau. Jensen talked about potential threats to state funding for the municipality.
I think we really need to keep a close eye on the funding mechanisms that the state uses to supply money to the municipalities. They're talking about reducing the revenue sharing, upping the municipalities' share of the PERS liability.
PERS is the Public Employee Retirement System, a retirement benefit for government workers in Alaska. Jensen noted the state is also looking at reducing the percentage of raw fish tax paid to cities and boroughs. Local elected officials plan to return to Juneau next month. Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht reported on numerous local projects. Among them, Borough Public Works employees Monday demolished the old Mitkoff Sales and Service building next to the municipal building.
Pretty much it's down and maybe a day or two left to finish up. Just as a reminder, we were going to have to do that regardless. DEC wanted that building removed and things capped, and plus the advantage of giving us some extra parking places.
The city bought that property from Dave Randrup in 2009. Former auto repair shop had leaking underground fuel storage tanks removed in 2010, and the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation is requiring an asphalt cap to block exposure to the contaminated soils. Giesbrecht says that paving work will be done this year when SECON returns to town for a road paving project. Speaking of that work, the Juneau-based contractor is expected to be back in March and plans to restart work on South Nordic Drive by the end of March. SECON is doing an $8.3 million project to repave portions of two state-owned roads, Nordic and Haugen Drives. The borough also plans to contract with the company for paving some local roadways this year. The Assembly also gave final approval to changes to the current year's budget, including some of the funding needed to complete the police station and municipal building renovation. It's also time to start considering the borough's spending plan for next fiscal year. Assembly members will get their first look at next year's budget at a special session March 1st. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.